Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Pifinger, the new and weekly English-spoken summary for the Austrian stock market. Positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast, Christian Drastil, Wiener Börsesport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. Week 46 was again a good week for ATXDR, which gained 0.68% and closed above 6,800 points. The best stock was Marinomade. The 20% fall of S-Immo shares started long before the additional acceptance period for the CPI profit property offer ended. The end was defined by the Austrian Takeover Commission at Friday 5 p.m. News came from Wienerberger, Kapsch Trafficom, Rosenbauer, Vienna Insurance Group, Strabag, Semperit, Don Co, Vienna Airport, Unica and Fraunthal Group. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart Allison.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 46. Monday, Wienerberger, with the acquisition of QPS's, Wienerberger is strengthening its market position for water management in the Nordics. QPS provides solutions for infrastructure pumping stations in Norway, offering complete solutions with a prefabrication degree of up to 100%, customer-specific design, engineering, and assembly, all on a one-stop-shop basis. This acquisition is yet another step in Wienerberger's strategic development into a full-range system provider for water management, extending the company's footprint in the Nordic market. In this segment, Wienerberger supplies a comprehensive portfolio of innovative system solutions for sustainable and efficient water management, which is now broadened through the addition of a complete range of infrastructure pumping stations. In addition, Wienerberger is stepping into a new business opportunity with QPS related to energy transition, systems for seawater-based heating and cooling applications, providing renewable energy sources for sustainable living. Wienerberger, weekly performance, -1.25%. Kapsch Trafficom, Austrian IT company Kapsch Trafficom and its partner Aventi Intelligent Communication have conducted a pilot project in Norway where they tested the tolling technology of the future. The target of the project, conducted during the summer months, was to find out how fee collection for passenger cars is possible based on the vehicle type, its emissions class and the kilometers driven. The background to this is the rapid decline in vehicle-related tax revenues, particularly due to the high proportion of electric vehicles in Norway, a problem that more and more countries will face in the coming years. The project serves as input to concept selection study that was conducted by Norwegian authorities regarding the principles of determining and collecting future road user charges and tolls. In total, more than 2 million kilometers of trips, or about 50 laps around the Earth, were analyzed. The system was able to handle the challenging environments of the Norwegian road network, matching routes and calculating rates with an accuracy level above 99%, comments Alfredo Escriba, Chief Technical Officer at Kapsch Trafficom. Kapsch Trafficom, weekly performance, 11.51%. Tuesday, Rosenbauer, the Rosenbauer Group, leading manufacturer of systems for firefighting and disaster protection, generated revenues of euro 651.2 million in the first three quarters of 2022, compared to 649.5 million in the same period last year. Lower gross profit and increased structural costs, specifically sales and administrative expenses, resulted in a negative EBIT of -30.5 million euro after the first 9 months, January 9, 2021. 14.0 million euro, at 825.4 million euro, incoming orders were 6% higher than in the previous year. The order backlog increased again and it amounted to euro 1,360.5 million at the end of the third quarter of 2022, September 30, 2021, euro 1,164.8 million. Comma varying bottlenecks in material supply and massive cost increases for intermediary products and materials in some cases continued to characterize production conditions in Europe and North America in the third quarter. The component shortage situation has recently improved slightly and we are receiving more chassis again, for example. However, we are not expecting a real improvement until mid-2023. Since the beginning of the month, we have been partially passing on the higher cost of materials in the form of further price adjustments for new offers to our customers, says Sebastian Wolf, CEO of Rosenbauer International AG. based on a high order backlog and taking into account the continuing tight situation in the procurement of chassis and other components, the executive board expects sales of around 1 billion euro and positive EBIT this year. Rossen Boer, weekly performance, 1.24%. VIG, Vienna Insurance Group. VIG has reported a very positive development for the first three quarters of 2022. A clear upward trend can be seen in the premium volume. The total premium volume increased markedly by 13.6% over the first 9 months of 2022, to euro 9,530 million. This includes the first-time consolidation of the most recently acquired insurance companies in Hungary and Turkey with premiums of around euro 291 million, which account for 3.0% of the total premium volume. At 413.4 million euro, profit before taxes was around 10% above the value in the previous year. At 302.4 million, net income was 10.1% higher than in the previous year, at 95.1%. The combined ratio is slightly below the previous year's value, 95.2%. However, the pressure of increased average losses, partially due to inflation, is evident in comparison with the first half of the year, when the combined ratio was 94.3%. In view of the current situation and provided that there are no unexpected external factors and volatilities by the end of the year, we expect a premium volume of at least euro 12 billion for the full year 2022 and profit before taxes that surpasses the previous year's figure of euro 511 million. In terms of the combined ratio, we are aiming for a value of around 95% despite the challenging environment, explains Elisabeth Stadler, CEO of Vienna Insurance Group, VIG, weekly performance, minus 2.79%. Wednesday, Strabag, the publicly listed European technology group for construction services Strabag SE, generated a 10% higher output volume of euro 12,645.28 million in the first 9 months of 2022. The order backlog grew by 8% over the same period of the previous year, reaching euro 23,327.59 million as at September 30, 2022. Given the high order backlog and the predominantly favorable weather to date, we are raising the forecast for our output volume in 2022 from euro 16.6 billion to at least euro 17.0 billion. As certain construction segments are currently experiencing a downturn, our corporate strategy of diversification is again proving its worth. In particular, public sector demand in the infrastructure sector is having a stabilizing effect. As many as 63% of our clients are in the public sector, says CEO Thomas Bertel, Strabag, weekly performance, 0.51%. Semperit, in a still challenging market environment characterized by high inflation and economic slowdown, the publicly listed company Semperit AG Holding, producer of highly specialized polymer products for the industrial and medical sectors, managed to promptly pass on raw material and energy-related price increases by raising average sales prices in all industrial sector segments. At group level, revenue decreased by minus 10.4% to euro 829.6 million. In the industrial sector, revenue increased by 36.4% to euro 558.4 million. This counteracted, at least in part, the sharp decrease in revenue of minus 47.5% to euro 271.2 million in the medical sector. EBITDA decreased by minus 73.5% to euro 85.9 million. CEO Karl Heider, following the end of the pandemic-induced special cycle and the prevailing market dynamics in the market for examination and protective gloves, the separation from the medical sector has moved again to the foreground in the summer. We are taking gradual steps towards a prompt separation and have held initial talks with potential buyers. Semperit, weekly performance, minus 3.32%. Capsch Traffic Com, provider of transportation solutions for sustainable mobility with successful projects, was able to slightly increase revenues in the first half of the financial year 2022-23 in an unchanged, very challenging environment. At euro 265 million, they were 4% above the previous year's figure. The operating result, EBIT, was positive at just under euro 5 million, although it was significantly below the previous year's figure of euro 11 million. As part of the restructuring process, Capsch Traffic Com was able to drastically lower its cost base. Nevertheless, increases in costs of materials and other production services, as well as personnel expenses, which had already increased in the first quarter, particularly in North America, had a negative impact in the reporting period. The positive exchange rate development against the US dollar could not compensate for this. Caps Traffic.com, weekly performance, 11.51%. Thursday, Dua & Company, catering company Dua & Company published its results for the first half year, with revenue of €667.16 million, PY, €286.02 million. The first half of the business year 2022-23 is by far the strongest half year in terms of revenue in the company's history. Consolidated earnings before interest and tax, EBIT, of the Dua & Company Group amounted to €38.34 million for the first half year of the business year 2022-2023, €15.10 million higher than in the same period of the previous year. Further, the company announced that it was contracted to cater for VVIP and VIP guests at all 64 games of the 2022 FIFA World Cup. Dua & CEO, weekly performance, 9.04%. Vienna Airport, revenue of the Fluifen Wien Group, Vienna Airport in Q January 3, 2022 amounted to €508.0 million, comprising an increase of 85.1% from the previous year. EBITDA was up year-on-year to €256.0 million and EBIT climbed to €156.9 million. The Fluifen Wien Group expects approximately 29 million passengers in the group and about 23 million travelers at Vienna Airport in the entire year 2022. In turn, this will lead to a further improvement in the net profit for the year to €115 million. Fluifen Wien, weekly performance, 0.15%. Unica, premiums written of insurance group Unico, including savings portions from unit-linked and index-linked life insurance, rose by 4.3% to €5,033.1 million in the first three quarters of 2022. The group's earnings before taxes fell accordingly by 7.8% to €275.4 million, 19/2021, €298.7 million. We have achieved sound results in the first 9 months despite complex economic conditions. At €275 million, the earnings before taxes are only slightly below the previous year's level, despite the high depreciation and impairment losses on Russian bonds from the first half of the year, high charges from major claims and natural catastrophes, and the sharp rise in inflation, said CEO Andreas Brandstetter. Unica, weekly performance, 0.42%. Friday, Frauenthal Group board member Michael Osterman, together with the local management, takes over the group companies belonging to the powertrain business unit of the Frauenthal Group. The relevant contract is effective immediately, as the Frauenthal Group announced ad hoc. Powertrain, with its focus on combustion engines, is particularly affected by the change in drive technologies and current energy prices. In 2021, the division made a contribution to consolidated sales of €86.4 million. First half of 2022, €46.1 million. Frauenthal, weekly performance, 3.67%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Present is the whole thing now.